Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Unscripted sucks!
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. I'm your host, Dante Trackster. Today I got a special guest back for the third time. Fucking kind of weird. Kevin Patrick. How you doing over there, Kevin?
I'm doing pretty good. I guess we're just, this is like Freaky Friday, or what's going on here?
No. I just invited you back to my show. Like, I like you. You're a fun guy. You always bring little snacks and gifts, and You're pretty hilarious. So Kevin, what you got for us today?
Just the normal shit. You know, I feel like I bring a good element to the show. So I figured that I just come over here on the weekend and do what we usually do.
Thank you, Kevin, for coming on here. Before we get into it, let's talk about what you've been up to lately. How's everything going with the wife and kids and work and
Wife's pretty good, man. She's doing her thing, bringing home the bread. I honestly really don't do shit. I really don't contribute.
You're a deadbeat, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a deadbeat. I kind of just like sit around and watch TV, Netflix all day. I really don't. I go to work when I feel like it. She again, kind of same with the kid too. She takes care of the kid about 100% of the time. Honestly.
But you make up with a big slong, right?
I wouldn't say big. I would probably say like mediocre.
Mediocre, like, slug.
Probably mediocre. She's probably not telling her friends about it. I'm probably not the subject of any group chat.
But you're a very hilarious type of guy, right?
I think sometimes when I tell jokes, she kind of just gives me like a pity laugh. I don't really think I'm like,
Well, you are a very, very, very handsome man. You're 6'1", 6'2", right?
I'm like 6'1" and a half.
6'1" and a half. But yeah, I mean, you're a good looking guy.
I'm basically like 6'1".
Okay.
Oh fuck yeah! You actually stole like the intro right out of my mouth because I was literally inhaling to take the breath to speak.
Yeah, I know.
And you fucking stole it. That was pretty good. I wonder if I would have said the same thing that you said if I had spoke. Would have said welcome
back.
You do
say it's like that. You say it a lot like that. Most time, I kind of heard other people steal it back up because once again, I'm still in archives. I heard other people steal the show, and then you're like, all right, you're fucking cut off.
give me another impersonation of like, give me an impersonation of me doing the show by myself. Intro. Take one. Ready? Go.
Fuck it. Hey, welcome back. It's Dutch Track, sir. Fuck it,
That's not even what I say. I'm talking about like when I don't have anybody on. Like, what do I sound like when I'm doing the show by myself?
Ah, shit, it's fucking. Actually, you know what? I haven't heard a single episode with you by yourself for a while, for like over a month.
Oh, because you started back.
Yeah, I started back. Okay. So you had a shit ton of guests back in the day. Like, it was new person after new person. I just listened to the one where you had the one of the guys from a band, and then I did Drunk Questions too. That got sloppy.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of miss doing Drunk Questions. Like I feel like me personally, I underachieved for Drunk Questions because I never got as drunk as I wanted to get. I allowed other people to get like their drunkenness on.
You still got to control the show.
Yeah, I think that's why I was scared of letting everything slip.
What movie was it? Oh, it's Half Baked. Have you watched Half Baked?
No.
Fucking come on, it's Dave Chappelle, one of his, I don't know. I know it's not, doesn't hold up, but it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Anyway, when they were doing the movie, they didn't know they wasn't supposed to get really high. And so they kept getting high. And it's really hard to do and act when you keep getting high. Same thing with drinking. Some people do it and they're like, oh, this is fake. They're supposed to be fake beers, but they got too drunk. So maybe maybe it's a good thing that you stay sober.
I mean, it's also funny that like, now I'm thinking about it. It's funny that, because there's been episodes too where I've gotten like pretty fucked up. Like,
oh, I know. I fucking heard. I can literally tell when you get fucked up.
Yeah. There's episodes where I've definitely gotten fucked up, and then it's like Drunk Questions where the point is to get fucked up, and it's like I don't get fucked up.
You know? Your mouth gets more juicy, if that's
Yeah, like
that's
like,
a I get, way to say it.
Get like mop mouth, like spit mouth.
Spit mouth.
Yeah.
No, don't get me wrong. I heard listen to myself a couple times on this. I'm like, I don't like my voice right now. It's so juicy in my mouth. Yeah. Like someone. Yeah.
It does sound. Yeah, I do get more like my mouth does get more like.
Say it.
Juicy.
Say it.
Is more it wet.
Juice is in it.
And also, like, I can also hear now if I listen back to anyone where I'm like, I know I was like toasted. I know how drunk I actually was because I can hear any like slight slur in my speech, like listening back to like other podcast episodes that I've done where I've been like gotten fucked up.
You know what was one of the things you said in your old ones? You had a speech impediment?
Yeah, I definitely have a speech impediment, which
I mean, when you was a kid, did you have it?
Oh, like, I had a huge stutter when I was a kid. Yeah. It lasted until about like I'd probably say like the thick of it was probably until like third, fourth grade.
I'm gonna guess your word because you have slight lisps, but I think that's mostly
right now.
Not really as much. I could tell then because you had your braces on. Was that because of your braces, or was that just something you grew up with?
I think I still do have a slight lisp too.
Yeah, you do now. Yeah, like you just said, lisp. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just wondering, was it your braces, or was it?
I think it was that, and also learning how to like. Cause I used to have a gap in my teeth. Like I used to have a gap right here.
Like a big gap.
Yeah, actually, I can actually show you a picture of what I used to look like. I can show you like the before and after of what I used to look like with braces and not braces. But
like the doctor should be having you on his wall. Like, yo, this is what I do. Yo, with this motherfucker mouth.
He put me on the website. He actually put me on his fucking website, and I was like, yeah. He's like, yo, can I put you on the website for before and after? I was like, dude, yeah.
Yeah, this is miracles right now. I just did.
I think it was just learning how to like talk without my teeth in different positions. You know.
Did you? Let me guess. Your bad word.
That's before.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No. And then that's after.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah.
When I show you like just my mouth. So the top is before.
Oh shit! Yeah. When you get the fucking damn, you had a huge underbite.
Yeah, huge underbite. Dude.
Fucking, that's like an inch. Not an inch. It's like a quarter of an inch away from your teeth. Feels like.
Yeah. And you can even see like
they had to break my jaw.
Nah, I didn't have to get any like jaw surgery or whatever the fuck. You can see how far like my bottom jaw is like in front, right. Whatever, and then like this is just like perfect.
You know? Yeah, it's actually makes your face look smaller.
Yeah, like my face got like corrected. It's like it's crazy. Fucking. So yeah, because people are always like, oh yeah, you know your teeth look fine now. I'm like, dude, you should have seen them before. Like my teeth are jacked. They weren't like jacked, but like I don't know. I had a huge gap in my teeth.
Let me guess. You stuttered with T's.
I stutter with everything. I still do it. It's just not like you think I stutter. Like so, everybody who listens to the show, they know I trip over my words, stutter constantly, right? Do. But like that's the voice that you've come to know, and the voice you've come to love, right? And then like, dude, think about if I talked the same way that I did first, second, third grade, it'd be like people wouldn't even fucking listen to me. Because it was that bad. I had a huge, dude, like my stutter was fucking insane. The one thing I will never forget was first grade, right? This is what I used to do, right? So like first grade, I used to like practice my sentences before I would go up to like the teacher's desk, right? So if I wanted to ask her for like a pencil. So in this situation, this is a true story, right? I literally sat at my desk for like a good like 2 minutes and was like, my first grade teacher was Miss Harris. Yo, shout out Miss Harris, by the way. Fucking always holding it down. I was like, Miss Harris, can I please borrow a pencil? And I said that like maybe like 20 times in a row. Miss Harris, may I please borrow a pencil? And I said it until I didn't start it anymore.
Yeah.
Yo, got up there, bombed it. Yeah, dude, that's exactly what I did. I was like, and she was like, take your time. And I was like, Miss. Dude, I wish I just bombed it, yo, just epically.
You know what? Teachers put the work in. They have to deal with shit. Like, I got my daughter. I'm trying to teach her, like just simple shit, like, for adding. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, right now she has issue with saying 12. She forgets the whole word. She calls it 20 or 11. She just does not. She remembers how to write it sometimes. And I'm like, you're going to first grade. You should know this. And I'm like, I don't have the patience for it. I give teachers, you know, they do their job. Like,
So that's what I'm saying. It definitely is crazy. Like, it's crazy to think that like teachers have to deal with, like you deal with one kid, like your daughter, you deal with that one kid. They have to deal with that times 20.
Yeah,
and it comes so easy to you.
And they gotta be so nice to him. And I'm like, fuck it, get it right. Like,
that's how I feel talking to like my puppy. I'm just like, yeah, like, what are you like? What is wrong? Like, he'll do stuff sometimes, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, what? Like, why would you? You should know that this is not fucking like whatever. But it's, I think it's the same way with kids. It's like, because you know how, you know what 11 looks like. You know what the number 20 looks like.
Yeah.
But they really have no fucking idea.
Yeah. And so I shouldn't get too mad at it. But like, even still to this day,
it's hard for you, like for your brain to be like, how do you not fucking know this?
Yeah. She'll like, I'm like 20. And she'll pick a 0 and a 2. And I'm like, right at 26. And she'll pick 2 and a 6. And I'm like, so you get the fucking point that it's a 2 comes first. But 20 just blows your fucking mind. Like, what is up with that? Like, fuck.
Were you like a bad kid in school, or were you like, how are you behaved in school?
Because
I'm like thinking, like, me like knowing you, like, now
I think I was a good kid. However, my mom didn't take the littlest shit, and so therefore I felt like I was a bad kid, because I remember I got paddles and stuff like every kid did. But like, fucking, she'll come up there and cuss me out in front of the class, and then whoop my ass in front of the class after I got paddled from the teacher and say, "Don't fucking act a damn fool!" Like,
wait, you got paddled in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you get to school in the fucking 1950s? What the hell?
I am a little older. Yeah, yeah, we was allowed to get paddled. I got paddled in high school one time for fucking around.
Wait, so like, walk me through like a give me one of your paddle experiences.
Fuck. Okay, so I remember this one time in kindergarten, or first grade, speaking of which, my boy Timothy, another person that I fucking
shout
knew.
Out Timothy, come to the show.
I knew him my whole life. I remember he got me in trouble with me and a couple of the people because we was going to our speech class. Yeah, I had speech impediment too. Like, I didn't move my tongue when I talked. But this motherfucker was studying like, oh, like.
Wait, hold that thought. Does your speech impediment still affect you to this day?
I mumble a lot, but I fix it when I.
I noticed that about you. You do like you do have sometimes like you connect like words in your sentences.
I connect a lot of words, especially like, if I'm drinking or if I'm doing something else. I will slur through fucking words.
But the thing is, the difference between like your and I speech impediment is that like you can like roll through yours. You can have the incident and you can just fucking blow through it. I can't. I have to stop at what I'm saying and be like,
no.
I have to
no.
stop what I'm saying and be like, okay, this is what I actually want to say.
No, I just didn't move my tongue when I talk. Like, yeah, my tongue died to my mouth, and I just like that. Uh-huh. Like, so I didn't know people were talking. But anyway, we was going to our like recommended time schedule, and we was going there to our speech therapist, and this motherfucker was talking in the hallway, and our teacher got on all of us. He had a broken arm at the time, and then he fucking didn't get paddled, but like five of us other got paddled. And then my mom came to school and said, "You act a damn fool," and then she paddled me in front of the class too.
By paddle means spanking with a wooden.
Yeah, with a wooden paddle, like long. I had teachers that had holes in it. I had one teacher that had it was like a fiberglass type of joint. I'm not even fucking joking.
Yeah, this is what like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
BDSM type. This is like veteran.
It does not. I'm good on BDSM if that's what it feels like, because that did not feel great. Oh fuck yeah. No. It's just it is what it is. Like,
but that's what it is though, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, I mean, you said we were talking about this the other day. Like, I don't. Oh no, but maybe it was in your podcast. I forget.
No, I think we talked about this at work.
I don't think it's okay to bully people, but at the same time, bullying stops a lot of fucking what's the word I'm looking for?
Not unwanted, but it's more like, it's like, yeah, just don't do that.
Uncivilized actions. Like, I guess just like, you know, like things that you're like, yo, man, this is not fucking normal. You shouldn't do this. And you're going to get bullied for it, and it fucking curbs your fucking attitude. Like, and same thing with pounding, like, hey, one of the ways I know not to fucking do some shit is because I got whooped for it and I didn't want to do it again. So it curved my fucking attitude.
Yeah, and like some of that, it gives you like that negative reinforcement. Dude, I feel, yeah, if they paddle kids in today's fucking.
My kids can't get hit by, like, I get it. People don't want their kids being touched by other people. But sometimes your kids need ass whooping.
If you, so, let me ask a question. So, like, your kid goes to school, and she's like, "Yo, like Mrs. Johnson hit me with a wooden slate thing."
It's gonna be a question. First, I'm like, "What do you do?" And then I'm gonna ask the teacher, "What did she do?" And I'm gonna fucking like do it both ways. I'm like, I don't even hit my kid that much, so it'd be like one of the things like, tell me, and then you could put them on timeout. You could do whatever you gotta do. You could take things away from them. You could even take research. Like, you could punish them, but don't necessarily hit my kid. Now, it's like one of those things, like,
with an object at that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm not gonna, I would just tell the teacher that. I won't flip about it. I'm like, this'll be the first time. If it happens again, then we got another conversation. But I will accept the teacher's response if I know the whole situation. Like, it can't be no fucking nonsense shit. Like,
yeah, like, she was just, like, talking, and I told her to stop talking, and she kept talking, and that's why I took out a piece of wood.
No, but if she's talking, she keeps talking, then put her fucking on the side. Embarrass her a little bit. Like, hey, I remember telling my teachers, like, when people fucking act fool, I got it a couple times. They'll take the desk and move the desk right next to them. For the fucking remainder of class.
Oh, dude, I had that shit, too. I had that.
Yeah,
had
so, that. Like, it's like one of those embarrassing moments. You're like, oh, fucking look at you, dumbass. Maybe next time you won't do it.
Dude, because I feel like in grade school, specifically elementary school, because, like, maybe middle school, too, but, like, high school is, like, whatever.
You know better.
You know better, then at that point, you're making a conscious decision just to fuck off, right? But, like, I feel like I wouldn't say I was bad. I was definitely like one of those type of kids where like I was just, it was just like, all right, like you definitely had to tell me stuff like many a times to like
to calm it down.
I was basically like a puppy in class, like like you had to tell me no, it's not like you had to tell me no multiple times, you know, like. And that's because I think I just had like major fucking like AD. I think I was ADHD back then too. I'm not ADHD anymore. Definitely still ADD. But like, I definitely was like hyperactive like back then, and also like attention deficit back then. But like, I don't think I was bad though, because there's bad kids that's wild now.
Like that's the thing. Like, I think everyone's like, I think you are like me. Like, where you like, I did some bad things, but if I look at it on the grand scheme of things, no, I'm not that fucking bad of a child. Like I'm not out there breaking in cars and fucking. Getting in fights with people for no reason.
Yeah, selling drugs, looking up like old lady skirts and stuff like that. Like, you know, could be a lot worse.
Like tripping old folks over or fucking, or like, have you ever heard of Mike Tyson when he was talking about him being 16, 19? He'll help an old lady to the car and then he'll punch her in the face and take her money.
Wait, he actually was doing that stuff?
That's what he says. That's wild. Like, he'll beat up old. And Mike Tyson was not a small man when he was 16.
And the thing is, dude, like, Mike Tyson saying that, I could definitely see him being, like, saying that with all sincerity, being like, I used to rob old women. Yeah, nah, I used to rob old women. Yeah.
A little higher pitch. That's okay, Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan. Or shit, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
Michael Jackson. Jordan. Michael Jordan.
There were too many Mikes in the 90s. Everyone named Mike.
One time I took this woman, I took her down the street, right? That's why I punched her through. I was knocked the fucking head off, man. I took $20 out of both, man.
Fucking stupid. Stupid.
I punched this woman's head off with $20, man. Oh, fuck, dude. That's fucking funny. Who's your favorite like celebrity to like impersonate? Who do you have down? Like,
I don't have anyone down. I give bad impersonations. Like, it's a running joke with all my friends. Like, they're like, yo, you get the worst impersonations of anything.
So like, so even the easiest people you can't.
I can't even do like an Italian accent or like, you know, like, oh, my name is German Frank. Like,
what the fuck was that?
That was my German. Or like my British. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
All right, so I think British is probably one of the easiest ones.
I just did a British.
All right, give me like a sentence though.
Hey, governor, how you doing over there? You want to have a go?
That's awful.
Yeah, I don't do well with impersonation, but I think that's my lore. Like, I'm so bad. It's sort of like my singing. If you ever hear me sing, first off, I can't sing for shit. And second off, I don't know any lyrics of any of the songs I sing. Like, not a single one.
All right, so now that I know you're fucking terrible with fucking impersonations, I'm going to have some fun with this. So give me a Harry Potter impersonation.
Oh, there. The Grandmaster just touched me. Wait, why would the Grandmaster touch you?
They don't even call, what is it, Grandmaster Sexay? Is this fucking WWE? Like,
but that's, you're getting the gist of it.
You mean, like, the Headmaster?
No, the Headmaster. Oh, 25 points for Gryffindor. Yay, mates.
What'd you call it, Gryffindor?
Gryffindor.
It's Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
Where are you, by the way? Are you a Gryffindor, or what are you?
I looked it up. I'm Slytherin. Yeah, I took the little test.
Bull fucking shit. I'm Slytherin. There's no fucking way.
Slytherin.
There's no fucking way.
Slytherin.
You took the actual, like, yeah. Pottermore, yeah. Fucking, like, yeah. Universe, whatever the fuck.
Actually,
it was.
I fucking used to hate that shit because when it came out, I was, like, so old. And then one day, my friend, he's a fucking big nerd, he's like, watch it. And so I watched it. I was like, okay. Oh, shit. Yeah, let's go, Harry. Hermione, let's get it. I read the books.
Yeah,
I read all the books, and then I was living in England at the time, so I went to the actual studio that they had there, did the tour, fucking took the test, went to fucking Universal in America, saw all that shit. I'm a little bit of a Potterhead.
Okay, but you can't do the fucking
mate. Shit. I got a gray accent, hell. Dude,
I don't think they said mate one time in the entire fucking.
Are you sure, governor?
Or governor?
Are you having a laugh at me?
Did you saw that one thing? I think you and I talked about this one time. Is that, like, the screen time about of all the characters? That,
oh,
like,
yeah. We talked about this off air at work. But I don't know why you're so shocked. No, you was on the impression that was a lot of screen time for certain people, and it was like Harry. Out of all eight movies, he has about runtime's like 20 hours. It's a lot of runtime. But Harry only has like 4 hours. And I was like, for his name to be on the fucking screen of the show.
So you're saying that he for him to be the main character, the main
his
fucking
name is in the fucking title. It says Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, or Chamber of Fire. Where the fuck it's called?
Chamber of Fire.
Harry Potter and is once again Harry Potter. Like, that's what we call the series. And he only has 4 hours.
Where do you see that?
You
did the math that quick?
No. We already did that.
Oh, I was looking at the top.
Blah, 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 blah. No, I am doing that math.
539
minutes.
Minutes.
How long is the overall series?
Let's see. Okay.
Sorry.
Screen time breakdown right here. Bang.
Hey, governor.
Harry Potter has just over an hour.
No, that's for that
movie. Oh, that's for the movie. Okay.
That's for that movie there, mate.
I was going to say that's kind of crazy.
So
we already know that the biggest shock, I think, all around was that Tom Felton had fucking 31 and a half minutes of screen time.
Just in case you don't know who he is the blonde head kid. What's his name?
Tom Felton.
That's not his fucking name. No one knows his name as Tom Felton. I forget his name. Oh, Draco Malfoy. Yeah, I'm pronouncing that. It's totally correct.
Dude, this is one thing I hate about looking shit up, is that, like, when you Google one thing,
it never comes back.
Just give me the fucking, like, give me exactly what I fucking Googled. Like, why am I, you saw, like, what I typed in?
Yeah.
Why are we getting all this this shit?
Yeah, I saw what we typed in. A lot of porn sites started to come up and everything else, but, you know, you're a single man. You could do that.
Okay, so here we go. Number one. This is going to be
Harry.
68. So I was actually right.
Harry has 1 hour. That's fucking got to be off. That's got to be fucking off.
Unless it's...
No, that's got to be off. There's no way he has 1 hour in his fucking
name. See, now I'm getting... Yeah, no, we already know. He's got 539 minutes and 50...
Divided by 60.
So let's go 540 divided by 60. He's got 9 hours of screen time.
9 hours. That's not that many, considering it's about 20 hours a movie.
Bang, right here. This is all the fucking screen time right here. I think the entire series is about
40 hours. No, 20. Is it 20?
Something like that, or 19 or something like that.
It's fucking, it's ridiculous. Like, I feel like he should be, like, if it's 20 hours, I feel like he should have at least 16 hours.
Let's see.
But Harry, he's killing everyone else, because Ron Weasley's second one on there only got fucking, what is that, 2-3 hours and 40 minutes. All right, no, 30 minutes. My bad. A little off on the math.
So it's 1,178 minutes of is the entire series. So 1,178 divided by 60. Yeah, USO, you're right. It's about 20 hours.
And he has half of that.
Yeah.
But then Ron Winston only got 4 hours. Not even 4 hours. Not even. It's 3 hours and 30 minutes.
So, I mean, obviously, Harry, Ron, and Hermione have the most, because they were just fucking...
His crazy. Name is in the title.
He should have had more? For the movies, though, I feel like it was, like, it was a pretty
movies?
Decent...
Huh? What movies?
I'm talking about for all of them. Like,
what movies?
For all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, are you saying Harry Potter movies? Keyword, his name is the fucking title of the movie?
Yeah. I mean, so that, when you put it like that, you have a fucking point, but, like, you know... Who had the fucking least...
The least.
See, people down here that we don't even fucking know.
No, I don't know.
Fuck is Frank Bryce.
Frank Bryce? You don't know? Great Frank Bryce?
There's no fucking way. I don't know. Like, there's no fucking shot that you just fucking tell me who this is.
Oh, the great Frank Bryce.
But the thing is, dude, Draco, you know, Tom Felton, Draco Malfoy having that as much screen time as he did, when you see it ranked up against everybody else, so he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was six out of every other character. So is it really that surprising?
Yeah, I figured Voldemort would have had a lot more. Snape?
He was right behind him.
Snape though, like got a good amount. I feel like he should have had... I mean, he's an antagonist, but he's not the true antagonist. He's like a bullshit sideline antagonist.
Dude, Snape, that guy died, you know?
Oh, protagonist, my bad.
You know he's fucking dead now?
No, antagonist. Antagonist, right? Right.
Protagonist? Antagonist.
He's antagonist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Nah, it's cool. That's cool. That's just glass.
Hey, I'm leaving that in there. We're gonna keep it authentic.
But you want to talk about the one thing that happened this week?
Because I want to bring this up, because you were giving me a lot of shit. You weren't. First of all, hold on. To preface this. I went on a rant about the fucking X-Men.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Powers and shit. Wow, where
I was going to talk about the whole... Oh, you don't want to bring it up. The whole, new position.
We can get into that. We can get into that too. But first, let's take a moment here for our sponsor. So anyways...
What a great sponsor. Yes, it's a you.
Yeah.
fuck, I love your sponsorship right now. Like, you just put a little flavor on it. I like it.
You talking about the promotion thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I was definitely going to, if you, I was definitely going to
bring it up.
Bring this up, by the
it's
way.
It's ammo.
So, 2021 E6 promotion results. They're not officially out yet. Well, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be a day before, so I don't give a fuck.
And just for those who may not know, pretty much.
I mean, I didn't fucking make it, so I can say I didn't make it.
More money.
I wouldn't be able to say that I didn't.
No, yeah. Didn't make it. More money. More, you know, that's all it is, pretty much.
More money, and more money, more responsibility, and another stripe. That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
But I didn't make it, and I feel like this time. So this is my third time like testing for this promotion, which honestly like it's not like if I'm comparing myself to the average,
it's not that bad.
Yeah, I'm only because now I'm only one year behind the average.
The average is 2? I thought the average was 4.
No, average. No, well, for years time of service is 9.
Oh, okay. Is it 9?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like 9.5. So I'm really not even that like.
It was so much different.
It's like 9.4.
So much different from the time when I fucking did this shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Anyway, my boy didn't
make
it.
So I'm actually like 0.6 behind that, which is like, whatever. Like, fucking. But this time it was different because so let me walk you through like my WAPS testing fucking journey, right? So I tested for staff the first time, right? So test for E5 the first time. And I didn't make it. So I didn't even like, really even study. It was one of those things where like you like study, but like you don't really actually
You're not fucking studying yeah. to the full extent. Plus you don't know what to study. You're like, right. I don't know what the fuck. And no one tells you because we're not allowed to talk about it.
Right. I had like this little mini like on the go handbook. Like basically it was, I think it was the handbook. I think it actually was the handbook that they give you in basic training when you put in your little fucking pouch thing.
Yeah.
I think that's actually what I had. And then I looked at it like maybe like 12 times. And I was like, I studied. And I took the test. To no surprise, didn't fucking make it. And the thing that hurt the most about that, the first time I ever tested for promotion that time, was that I went to the staff sergeant release party. And I saw everybody else smiling, having a good time, laughing, joking, you know, shaking hands.
You're like, what's so fucking funny?
With, you know, getting their fucking certificates and shit. And I was like, yo, this sucks, right? And I was like, yo, never again am I gonna feel like how much this fucking sucked. So the next cycle, next year, I studied my ass off, right? Fucking stayed in on the weekends, didn't go out with friends and stuff like that. Studied my ass off, fucking made it. Bang. Crushed it. Put on that stripe. So then obviously you have to wear E5 for 2 years. And then I went, my first time testing for E6 was actually right before I moved here. So I was in the middle of like moving and stuff. And I was like, I don't really care right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, this is my first time testing, and like I'm about to go to another base. I don't really fucking care, right?
Yeah, and then some. I mean, I like a lot of people. They still want to get, like, they want to make it, but they ask you like, if I don't, that's okay because I'm still getting my NCO chops. Like I'm just not becoming a leader. I'm in charge of shit. I'm doing my responsibility. If I have another year on my belt, it's okay.
It can only help you, right? Yeah. And that's honestly how I felt about not making staff the first time. I was like, dude, because the first time I tested for staff, dude, I was not.
You wasn't ready.
Dude, like, I still wanted to fuck off as a senior.
Like, tell the truth, senior airman is the fucking best time of your life. Like,
it's a sweet spot for sure.
You're like, hey, I know my shit, but at the same time, I'm not responsible if shit fucks up.
Right, exactly. So that was like, you know, like I wanted to make it, even though I didn't study, I still wanted to make it, but I'm like, in retrospect, I'm kind of glad that, like, you know, I didn't have to shoulder that responsibility at that point in my life. Anyways, so first time I tested for tech, didn't make it because I was, you know, I was moving to new city, like whatever. And then I didn't even check the results because I knew, like, my name's not gonna fucking be on here. Second time I tested for tech, I got fucked on. So this is a whole other story, but long story short, got fucked on EPR and didn't make it. So I literally went in there to take a test, A, B, C, D, C.
No, damn well, you had negative points.
Dude, I had like 0.02. I literally looked up the statistics before I even took the test, and I had like 0.02 like percent chance of making it. Like,
yeah, you get negative points when you have a lower rating. Like, you literally had to dig your way out, get 20 more questions right.
Yeah.
Than everyone else. Like, you had like, oh, fucking work it. So
yeah, so I looked at it and I was like, there's no point in me even fucking sitting in here and like actually actively trying to answer all these questions correctly. Didn't make it, whatever. So this time, even though I'm still mathematically behind the eight ball, right?
Yeah, you're a little bit behind still.
But I was like, let's fucking study and let's get in the ring and let's put the gloves on, right? Because let's get this fucking money, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I studied my ass off, went in there and took the test, and then. So this is how it happened, right? So I'm like, dang, you know, I'm driving to work. I'm driving to work on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. It was on Monday. I'm driving to work, you know, this past Monday, and I'm like, I'm looking at like, yo, so when are they gonna drop these results? Because I'm not like anxious, but I'm keeping an eye on it because I'm like, if I make it, I make it, and like if I don't, like whatever, you know. And I look online, I'm like, dang, I see they're going to drop the results for next Tuesday, the 29th, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang. So I'm like, you know how early stripes come around.
Yeah.
And I was like, so they're probably going to be walking around Thursday or Friday, right? Next day comes up, right? Tuesday. They fucking come around. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, you know how they do it.
Congratulations.
Can you guys come out in the hallway? You know, we have something that, you know, we want to announce. And they come in looking for somebody else. In my work center, who also tested, it was his first time, and they're like, "Yeah, was he here today?" And we're like, "No, he ain't here today. He's on leave." And they were like, all right, we'll come back around tomorrow. And I was like, all right.
Heartbreaker.
Yeah, and then that was,
I've been there. I've been there a couple times. Right now I'm at the point where I do not care so much because hopefully I'll be done with this shit. But I feel your hurt. I feel your loss. I know how fucking that is.
Cause this time it was this, now that I told you the whole time, this is the first time I've actually tried and didn't make it. You know,
it's like one of the things, like, you're at the point now where you're seeing other people make it and you don't want to be left behind.
Yeah.
You're like, and then it starts to feel like, man, am I dumb? Because I've been there. Now, like I said, I don't give a fuck at this point because whatever. I would say this, prerequisite, you ever see those people where you're like, I know I'm better than this motherfucker. You just took your head like, how the fuck? And then you take it like, maybe I'm not that. Start looking at yourself like, am I doing shit right?
Yeah. At that point, it's almost like, it's kind of like hard for you. It's like you want to be happy for people who did make it.
Yeah,
and like
but drive, it's harder. But it's hard. Fucking, it's hard to look for. I remember the first time because old time. But like I missed a stab by the first two times, maybe three times. I forget exactly how many times. But I remember the last time I was doing it, when I did make it, I was in ALS, getting ready to go to Korea. So I went to ALS, which is pretty much, they just, what is it? How do I say this? Pretty much just telling me how to be an NCO in the military, how to lead people in the military. It's a class that we have for like 2 months. So I'm in there. We're about to graduate. We just take our final test. I'm sitting there. I'm pretty good senior airman. I'm the oldest senior airman in there. And fucking like they call everyone to the stadium and they're fucking sitting here. And they're like, oh yeah, you guys are about to graduate. And they're like, oh, we got a surprise test results just came out. We know, we talked to people. We haven't had your phones. You just took your final test for this class, but not results for your test for the rank. And by the way, for those who are not listening, if for those listening who don't know, you take the test and they give you the results fucking 6 months later. It's a whole nother, you forget that you took the test. Like, it's that much longer. So I'm sitting there.
This was a quick turnaround this year.
It was a really quick turnaround. It was 2 months.
Because I tested March. It was March, April, May, June. So, it was actually a little bit less than 3 months because I tested, the end of March.
Quick turnaround. Good. Yeah. Because I fucking hated that fucking long wait. So, so we're sitting there in class and everyone's, they're like, oh, we're going to have everyone in here. People are going to come. People from people's unit came and like, hey, Jimmy, come on down. You made oh, here's your number. Everyone like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. We made it. And like, I'm sitting there in the back. I'm like, okay. You're the highest ranking senior airman. So you've been here the longest. I was like, me and another dude, like, you've been the longest. And they already said his name. I'm like sitting there like, at this point, I am fucking pissed and I am fucking disappointed in myself. So to the point where I'm like, I'm about to fucking cry. Like, I ain't gonna bullshit. I'm like, okay, hold it together. Congratulate these motherfuckers because you know what? I'm happy for them. This is me fucking my only test. So it's not them that's fucking fucked me over or whatever. I'm about to shake their hands, congratulate them. And I'm about to go in my car and fucking flip out.
Yeah.
And I'm walking out the door at this time. And then all of a sudden, my boss and my fucking one of my good friends, they see me like, where are you going, Kevin? And I was like, what? I was like, you bitches. So like, and then like they called me like, I'm literally out walking out of the building, fucking walking my car.
Just thinking about the next fucking 20 minutes of your entire life.
They just called me like that. I was like, that was a pretty good one. But I've been there like on the other end where like, nope, see you next year. It sucks. It sucks. I'm sorry, man.
Like I said, I always think about it. Like, I try not to get hung up on stuff that like either like a. It's just like because this is still within my control, right? And two, it's like I'm gonna have another crack at it next year. But it's also like I do take the time. I am the type of person I will take my time and lick my wounds and fucking sit around and ruminate and feel sorry for myself. All that bullshit, right? Whatever. But this time was definitely different because it was like not only did like, it was like, this is the first time I actually was like, yo, let's get this shit. And then now on top of that, it was like somebody else who works in my immediate work center fucking made it. And then it's on top of that, it's like, shake his hand.
Shake his hand.
Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was gonna say shit to him. I'm not gonna lie to you, I wasn't gonna say anything. Nothing against really like
him, but it's him, just really. It's more like you. It's like I'm not really mad at you, but I don't want to fucking talk to you either.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna fight you. But if you say some smart ass shit, I will say
some slick, and yeah, you might be missing some teeth.
I will fight you. Like, it's not the time or the place.
And so yeah, because I was ready to walk the fuck out. And then you know they were like, oh yeah, shake his hand. And then like he came over to me. It turned into one of those things where like. He's making his way around the room.
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to be that, because now I'm obligated to be like, yo.
No,
whatever.
He's on his victory lap. Yeah. He's on his victory lap, and he's like, hey, what? Do you not know? Yeah. Fucking look at me. Like,
I think he knew, like, that it was like there was some, like, weird, like, there was
animosity.
There was some weird vibes going on, because he got to me, he stopped. It was a good, like, maybe second and a half where, like, we looked at each other, didn't say anything. He didn't put his arm up or nothing, and I didn't either. I just kind of stood there, and I gave him a fist bump. I just said, congrats, man, and that was it.
Yeah. No, classy move. You know, it's.
And plus, everybody else was in the room, so I couldn't be like the one guy to be like.
Let's go.
I couldn't be the one guy to be like, fuck off.
Flip this desk.
Me. Because they've been like, oh, so he's a bad. Not only did he not make it, he's also a bad sport. One out of two ain't bad, you know?
No. But also this week, we talked. Because I listened to your podcast last week. Once again, it's really hard to keep going back and forth. I need to finish up the old school shit. You were talking about X-Men. First off, you know nothing about superpowers.
And see, you're one of the type of people that pissed me off because you're one of those, oh, well, the comic book fucking
Yeah,
you're one of those book. You're one of those fucking book versus movie type guys.
I am a little bit to a degree. I understand that you got to fucking change up shit. You got to make it your own. But sometimes people be making their own. I'm like, yo, this shit is garbage. And talking about garbage, I fucking hate the X-Men movies. All of them. Just about.
I love them. I fucking love them.
Except for Logan. I love that one.
Logan was so fucking good.
But we started talking about certain things in a movie. And we were talking about superpowers. And this brings up to what some things I want to preface it and ask you. What is the best superpowers ever?
Dude, it has to be. Off top, I gotta give it. Like, if I'm gonna give you my top three off the dome,
well, fucking, you wanna? I mean, we got a couple over here we could talk about.
I'm gonna go shape shifting is literally top tier fucking elite freaking flyer fucking platinum status. All right,
super S tier.
Yeah,
like double super S tier.
Shape shifting. My dog has your shoe, by the way.
Yeah, he's good. All
right.
That's good. Just walk around shoes.
Fucking. Shape shifting, probably telekinesis. I like to put telekinesis and telepathy.
They're not the same.
I like to put them in the same. Like, I like to make it a two for one, though.
They're not the same.
Okay, well, since you put it that way, I would go shape shifting, and then I'd probably go like. There's so many.
And
telepathy, maybe super speed.
Super speed? Ooh, super speed. That's on my list. Like, super speed. All right, so super speed is like one of the things where you could like, hey, I'm fucking running late for work. No, I'm not.
Gone.
like.
Because super speed, I feel like you can also kind of control it to the point where it's like, say I have to run a PT test, right? I don't have to run it in fucking two. I don't have to run a mile and a half in 1 second.
Yeah, but would you fucking change up
anything? I feel like I could, like, I would make it. I would get 100th. I would just run it. I would run it in the exact fucking 9 minutes and whatever the fuck time it was. Because I feel like you can kind of control your speed to where it's like, it's not, you know, where it's not all or nothing. You know?
No, you can. I mean, but why would you not?
Because I don't want people to know I have super speed.
Oh yeah, so
I'm all about the fucking. I'm all about like. I don't want people to know I'm fucking.
You're all about the day to day life of the superpowers.
I want to be incognito mode. I want to be dark mode incognito. Fucking, you know, under the fucking covers. You know.
I do have super speed, and I ask you this: what about flight / swimming underwater? Like, you get, because I know you don't want to fucking do the swimming underwater because it's boring and it fucking goes. So I've had to put them both together. You can fly and you can swim underwater and breathe. And yes, it goes with the whole, you can see underneath the water because, like, when you get so deep, you can't see light. But you can only go at to 30 to 50 miles per hour for both. You could do both of them.
See, so the swimming underwater has no appeal to me.
Because you can see all this fucking cool life and shit.
And what am I going to do? Take a fucking boat into the fucking marina and fucking go deep fucking diving? Like, no, dude. Like, there's no fucking way. That doesn't appeal to me at all.
So Aquaman's trash.
Like, if I was like a swimmer, if I was like, yo, I swim, I'm a freaking swimmer, like whatever, like, yeah, I mean, 100%, but I don't swim.
70% of the world is made of water.
Or if it was like I had to take a swim test or some shit or like whatever. But like the amount of times I get in the water where I'll be like, but, you know what, right now would be very fucking convenient.
But you get flight with it too.
See, the flight I think is probably the most overrated superpower, being able to fly. And I would like to know that. I wish more people. I wish somebody had the ability for flight, because
say nah, man, it's fucking good. All right,
to like, be like, that's trash, yeah, dude. Like, I want to know like what are the cons of being able to fly? There has to be some type of like fucking. It can't be all like in the movies where it's like, oh, you can fly. They're cold. Just fucking Superman storming through the fucking
cold.
Air.
It's cold in the fucking air.
Yeah, and you're probably getting hit with mad bugs. Bugs on your face.
I wouldn't say bugs because you go up so high, but then oxygen gets less. But that's the reason why you could still breathe. You know, you could breathe in less oxygen. Same thing with the water thing. And then also it's cold, and then birds, and then planes. Like, that shit does come. There's a lot of empty space, but still it's like, fucking is windy up here. Like, you're still going to have the wind.
Yeah, but how would you be able to fly incognito mode?
You wouldn't. You're in the fucking air. Like, people are going to see that shit.
Yeah, and then whenever you, like, go somewhere, it's like, I want to fly to Target, right? Yeah. Say, for instance.
You're a person that can fly, like, shoom,
shoom. And then when I get to Target, what am I going to do? Land on the fucking roof and then take the stairs down?
No, you're going
to have to land in the fucking street. Walkway.
Yeah.
And people are like, yo, this guy can fly.
Yeah, let me go get buy my fucking groceries.
And now I'm the Las Vegas flyer.
Yeah. Okay. Let me go buy my groceries. like, deal with that shit. I will say, like, what, like if you're picking up grocery shopping, like, you gonna fly there and fucking hold all these bags and bring them back instead of putting them in your car and driving?
I mean, you still have to carry the weight.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a little bit different because you're flying. Flying slow.
I'm passing on that. I'm taking this one. I'm passing on it. It's garbage. It's
all
garbage.
Right. All right, healing. You can heal. Yes, you feel the pain. I know you were going to bring that up. Yes, you feel the fucking pain. You do get a little bit, like, you know, more
of a pain tolerance.
Tolerance of it.
What is going on with my... I'm coughing. I got, like, a fucking phlegm in my throat. Am I getting sick?
Corona 2.0.
Shit, don't say that.
Nah. I hope you're not getting sick. Fuck. I can't. He's going to town on them laces.
I ain't be all right. I still got... Those pair of shoes that he was biting up the last time you were here,
there's not a change.
Still kicking.
Healing.
Healing, I think, is cool. Kind of useless.
You don't have to go through all the pain tolerance of fucking knowing where your healing is, how much you can heal. Like, one day you get your arm cut off, you're like, fuck, that really sucked. And then you get, like, yeah, you get your arm back, but like...
Wait, so you're saying, like, this isn't like... I can regenerate body parts?
Yeah, you can regenerate body parts. That's fire. That's healing, motherfucker. But let me progress it.
I would live my life
for any type of limb, though. It takes about 24 hours. It takes about 24 hours to grow back.
So you have like a gross like Deadpool period where like
I'm not saying like oh, my finger's back immediately. And like you get like a 24-hour. It depends on the body part. A whole arm would take 24 hours. A leg would take 24 hours. But then again, your torso, like let's say you got cut out by the torso, take 24 hours, but a finger might take like fucking 6 hours. You know, like at the max it's 24 hours, but at the minimum it could be like 2 hours. Just doesn't magically appear back.
Kind of useless, but I would also live my life a lot more dangerously.
A lot more dangerously. Yeah, you'd be taking that fucking half pint.
You think I fucking like speed now? I would be fucking going like 130 miles an hour with like no. Imagine like going 130 miles an hour, flying through the windshield, being like, I'm good.
I was taking more of the fact that you skateboard. You like, yeah, I'm doing that trick. Or, I don't give a fuck.
Well, probably that too. Like, not because then, cause like, all right, because honestly, like, if I fucking get in a car crash, if I gotta pay for stuff now. You know? But would I also be like, yo, I'm probably gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna like try like this double fucking backflip off of like the fucking
neck snap.
Yeah,
like, it'll be good in a few hours.
I'm gonna kickflip over the fucking Bellagio fountain, like, you know, like I'm gonna try something dangerous.
You'll be a stunt double.
Yeah. And get money doing it.
Like, so where is this going at? A B? A A? I already got flight like a D.
I'm grading
flight. Swimming is a D.
If you want me to grade them, if you want me to grade fucking healing, the healing factor, it's probably gonna be like B+.
B+. Yeah. Ooh, fucking look at that.
It's cool, but it's not like I'm not gonna be like.
Not
number. I'm one. Not a UFC fighter, so I'm not gonna be like, you know.
Telekinesis. Moving shit with your mind. You are all about fucking laying in your bed and getting that remote from across the room.
Because that's the biggest fucking like thing.
Hurdle? That's the biggest thing you have to fucking worry about.
Dude, there's nothing. Think about it. Think about like the amount of times.
I'm thinking about fucking like, fucking, I don't want Katie's groceries.
Well, that too.
In my car.
Yeah, any minor inconveniences where like you're just like too lazy. But you probably have to work out like 10 times harder.
Yeah,
like,
because you're fucking that much lazier of a human being.
Because there's nothing worse than like being
even,
like.
You won't even walk yourself to the bathroom. You'll just float yourself to the bathroom.
Just like sleep float and just fucking like piss midair. And then not even reach to like flush the toilet. You
fuck that. Just take all your piss out of your body and then fucking take to the toilet. Like, I'm not even getting out of bed for this shit.
But like, yo, how many times have you like cooked like a fire fucking meal, right? Cook like this fire meal. Going out to like, if you do you eat like most of your food at the kitchen table, or do you like, because I 90%, probably half my meals at my coffee table.
Yeah, I like to watch something or something. Like, I might watch my phone, but yeah,
like the amount of times that I've like cooked some fire shit up and then like sat down and been like, okay, let's fucking eat this stuff, and then like I realized that like my remote is still like on this fucking like table up here. Yeah. And I'm just like, not gonna fucking get up and go get the shower. Yeah. And I was ready. I was committed to like seeing the, or like what movie night where I'm like, okay, Friday night, let me stay and watch movies, maybe some popcorn, you know, cook up some popsicles, fucking sit down, and then like I'm comfortable, and then the remote is fucking halfway across the room. I'm just like, dude, I don't want to fuck. I'm under the blanket now. I have my warm, toasty, buttery bowl of popcorn.
You know what? I will say this. It will be one of the things where, like, you know how you got, like, the blankets over you and you got your arms inside and you got to take it out and get that cold air? You're like, I don't want to fucking do that. You could just throw the popcorn in your mouth.
Yeah.
What a waste of super fucking power.
Or, like, dude, I would be the biggest fucking, like,
What a fucking waste. Hey, there's a kid burning in the building.
Fuck that kid.
I could, but like,
I'm trying to go fucking like 130 miles an hour down 215. Like, I'm not fucking, you know, like. But telekinesis, though, I it would be a disservice to me if I give less than A, because it's so
fucking. Oh, so that's an A?
Dude, because not only is it like minor inconveniences, dude, like, we're talking now I can make money, because now I could walk on to like.
You could walk on water. Jesus,
I could walk on water. I could. Dude, at first I thought that was something else, and I was like, what the fuck?
Was that from outside?
Yeah, that was outside.
Oh, shit. I was like, I thought that was like, that was a good little add-on. Jesus 2.0.
Not only could I walk on water, but I could also walk on to like basketball tryouts. Dude, I'm downtown.
Draining
all day, like, and I'm probably gonna, honestly, like I said, I don't want people to be like, okay, these guys are fucking phenomenon. Why did I say I did it again? Because last time I said phenomena. Why do I think it's phenomena?
phenomenon,
right? I don't want people to be in like, you know, whatever. So I'm gonna miss a couple shots on perp, right? But then but for the most part, I'm accurate. I'm bang.
Once again, bang, another bang, useless need for this town. Like, it's a fucking.
Well, think about it. Now that I've walked on to a baseball team, I walked on to a basketball team, and I've proven that I can fucking do. I can make the cut. Now I have a baseball contract. Do you know how rich these baseball contracts get?
They go up to fucking 100 mils.
Like, dude, like $200-300 million fucking contracts over 3 years.
I feel like you could do so much more with this superpower, but whatever. Like,
now I'm a millionaire because I have telekinesis.
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean so much more? I can make millions of dollars.
I don't know. I feel like you could do so much more. Like, you could just save so many lives. Like, but yeah.
But then people know that I fucking have it. I don't want people to know that I fucking have it. I don't want people to know that I have it. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way that I'm allowing people to know that I have telekinesis. There's no fucking shot in hell. It's not going
to
happen.
All right. Telepathic. Next one up. This is one that's controversial to me. You like it. You think it would be fire just to know what people are thinking. I think I wouldn't want to know what everyone's thinking.
It would interest me, but like, there's definitely like
limits.
There's definitely, because I heard somebody else say this, is that like there's stuff that like you wouldn't want to find out about people in people. So I'm reading your mind. There's maybe stuff that I don't want to know about you, and I find out, and now I'm just like, fuck.
Like you just be sitting there.
You think darkness is your ally?
You're in there and you're talking to your mom, and then all of a sudden, in her mind, just pops up a time of your dad, and her getting drilled by your dad.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, now I can't unsee that, or maybe I can unsee it because I'm telepathic.
No, you. It's in your mind. You just saw it. Unfortunately, it's in there.
But telepathic people, they can take memories away.
They can't take their own memories away. It's not like that. Oh yeah, well, like, it's other people's memories. But
maybe that would happen. Like, you know, like, I don't, because that's not something I would be like asking to see.
Yeah.
Or maybe like I'm like, I find out that certain, like, there's some stuff. Maybe I'm like, oh, this person's like my best friend, and I'm reading his mind, and then he's like, yo, I love like child pornography or something.
Yeah.
Or like he's like,
or just to be like,
or that, he wants, or he's like, I do that. The scope is endless.
Yeah. So it can help you at the club. This girl, you see her, you like,
or it can hurt you.
It can hurt you. You're like, okay, I think I could pick her up. And then you sitting there, pinning on your best moves. Like, yeah. you just work her because you can read her mind.
Yeah, and that could go smoothly like that, or it could be like you go up and she's like, hey, what's up? And she's like, why is this short black guy talking to me?
Yeah. You're like, well, and then you just come up like, well, I'm not actually that short, fucking bitch.
And she's like, what? Like, yeah, you just called me short. She's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, you literally did.
You literally.
I wouldn't let people be like, yo, I actually have like telepathic powers. I would just fuck with people. I would just mind fuck people all day.
I mean, you could be like a teleangelist, or no, we're not teleangelists. You know the people that read people's mind.
What do they call them?
A psychic.
Nah, there's a different word for them.
Medium.
Yeah.
You could be a medium. You know, like
make mad money, dude. Like, or like pick a card. You know, fucking pick a card type shit.
Oh, that's low money shit. I think you could like. I'm trying to think of how this would come in handy. Oh, you could be a fucking good ass, if you was like a CIA interrogator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, telepathy goes beyond fucking anywhere.
Telepathic. Not telepathy. Telepathy is where you move shit.
No, that's telekinesis.
Fucking my bad. Whatever. Fuck telepathy, it. Fix it in the post.
Yeah. Fix in post.
My show.
A minus.
And I A minus.
Yeah.
Wait, you got the other one, A, just solid A, and this is A minus? Fuck, that's fucking crazy.
I only say that because telepathy has
so many
downfalls. There's no downfalls to telekinesis. There's literally no cons of being able to move stuff with your mind. Either you do it or you don't.
You're getting fat and lazy.
Yeah. But for me, I'm already active, and I already fucking.
You got to be even more active because you're just those little stupid shit. Yeah. You're like, oh fuck. But then, because it'll be one of those things where, like, I know I was like, man, I'm tired of walking. Let me just float to the fucking where I need to go.
Yeah, that's true.
This one was a good one. Teleportation. I think speed. Whatever you get, what you get speed. Running as fast as you can. What did you give that one?
Speed's got to be like B Just a B.
Solid B. This is where I think it beats out Speed. Like, Speed is like one of the things where, yeah, you control it. You can't like wind down teleportations. Like how's this guy jumping across everything?
See, teleporting is like cool.
I think that's an A. I think it's an A because it cuts down time even more so. And I feel like it'll save more energy on you. Like I would literally wake up out of bed, shower and shave, and pop to work. Boop. Just like that.
Yeah, I could probably wake up at like 7 o'clock.
7? Oh, just to shower and brush your teeth?
Do you brush your teeth in the shower, though?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. There's no other way of doing that. Like, I try brushing my teeth. Dude, like,
not brushing your teeth in the shower just takes... Like, that much longer.
Honestly, I brush my teeth in the shower so long. Like, when I was somewhere and I had to not brush my teeth in the shower. I think it was deployed or something. And it took me a while to figure out how not to drool out the toothpaste, everywhere. Because, like in the shower, you're like, I don't give
a
fuck.
You're like, yeah, you don't give a fuck. Like, just fucking,
like,
yeah,
but now I got to fucking, like, okay, I'm fucking sitting here standing. I can't just have it dripping down my chest and my fucking, like, yeah, it took me a little bit.
Teleporting is cool, but I feel like it would just kind of like, I feel like I wouldn't use, I feel like I wouldn't use as much as I feel like I should use it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, fuck yeah. I want to get another drink. Pop over there, grab it real quick, pop back. Like, I would be that lazy with it, like, right now.
But if you had super speed, there'd be no, like, in between where, like.
No, it wouldn't be in between either way. I'm like, pop, grab.
But I'm saying if the amount of time that it took you to teleport, grab the drink and come back is more time than it would be if you had super speed.
Yeah, because it's short little spurs. But if I had super speed for you, the same thing could be said. It would be shorter for me to pop all the way to work from me, even from your house, even up closer. And then just for me to get there and run. Because guess what? I still got to run on streets. Like, I can't. And I got to watch out for people. I got to watch out for cars. I can't run through people's fucking houses. Mm. Like, I can.
Teleporting is like C+, dude.
C+? Oh, you're fucking with me.
It's not
me,
that
right?
Fucking good.
Oh, my
God. It's not that fucking good. It's not that cool.
Look, I could be in fucking Paris right now.
Yeah, but you.
See, I mean, right now, I don't know if I want to. It's morning time.
I like to think about teleporting as like Nightcrawler rules. You can only teleport there if you've been there or you see it before.
No,
can see it.
I think of like Looper rules where if you know it and you've been there. Or if you see a picture of it, you could teleport there. As long as you cannot teleport in a space that something is occupying.
Nah, it's whack.
I'm going to hold off until this one. I'm going to go to element manipulation. And the reason why I'm saying that, you get to choose an element and you get to manipulate fire, water, air, avatar, fucking type style.
I thought you were going to be like solid with a guess.
No. Elemental. You only get to choose one now. But you can manipulate it in almost all its forms.
I'd probably go metal.
You'll go with metal?
Yeah.
Metal.
And I think that metal is, I feel like, you know, speaking of like.
Magneto.
Shout out Magneto. Come on the show. Now I'm playing. I feel like. Especially with like Magneto is like watching his powers, like watching him use his powers in the movies and stuff. Because I think about like being able to like control metal. I'm like, that's whack. That's fucking dumb. It's like you would never. But watching it like be done, I'm like, damn, like this is like actually like kind of fire. I never would have thought of like doing that. Or, like,
I mean,
whatever.
The fact of the matter is with that, the way he does it, he's flying because he has a metal bracelet and a metal anklet. Like, he's flying because of that reason. He's just moving those things, and then he's connected to them.
But, like, I'm thinking about, like, being able to, like, rip stuff out of the ground or, like, not that I would be walking around Las Vegas ripping stuff out of the ground, but, like.
No, I would be sometimes.
Just like when he's, like, doing bad villain shit, right? He's got, like, those, like, metal balls, and he's just, like, walking around. He's just, like, bang, bang. It's just knocking people unconscious with these fucking little.
I think it was killing them.
Metal balls,
yeah, whatever.
Well, I look, hey man, he probably was killing them.
Yeah.
Or like, he does stuff that I never would have thought about. Like when in which movie was it? Apocalypse. I think it was Apocalypse when he had like that metal chain, and he fucking zipped through their fucking necks.
Zipped through it.
Yeah, that was sick.
Nah. I think it's a lot to be said, but I think I might go with air. Because air is everywhere. And I can maneuver it, and I can float myself. Like Avatar.
That's whack.
What?
It's whack.
Ah, fuck it, whatever. Or maybe Earth. Because then I could fucking...
You love flying. I don't know what your fascination is with flying.
The number one thing.
Flying does not appeal to me at all.
You don't want to be safe on the ground. Safe on the ground like a fucking poor.
Yeah, but you also love to like let people know. You want to be like the guy who can like defy fucking life.
I guess I'll do it for a fucking but like okay, so metal manipulation. What can I get you? What can you do with it? You can't really do anything with it besides rip off of a bank door. But then again, also with this, I did say this, my bad. The element, one of the elements that I keep forgetting is electricity. That goes with it. So one of them is electricity, and I'll choose that one.
That would be pretty cool.
Actually, no, I wouldn't choose that one. I say I wouldn't choose electricity. I would choose the next one where I got coming up, where you could talk technology. Technology kinesis. Technokinesis. And that's something I'd rather do.
I feel like it's one of those, like, I feel like these powers, I group all these into, like, this would just be, like, a case-by-case thing.
No, because the way I look at it is, like, first off, wipe myself from every computer database if I wanted to, or I could give myself money, or I could just... like do something and like, oh no, that never went through. Oh fuck it. Well, you know, you could just do so much. Like you went up for this test. Hey, let me make sure my test scores are a little bit higher. Let me take out that EPR, like, you know. And then people are like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know. Like they it's like you are in the world of internet. So, like, I think that would be kind of cool power.
Dude, your fucking superpower, your superhero name could be Internet.
Oh, that's fucking
lame. Or, like, Net.
Net.
Inner.
How about you just say Neil? Fucking steal it.
Net guy? Cable guy?
fucking. No. So, wait. What would you give element manipulation? You're giving that a C. You have to give that a C if you're giving teleportation a C.
Yeah, I'd probably go C. Only because it's more just like, you know, like this is like cool, but like I'm not gonna be like actively
using it. I mean,
it would come in handy from like time to time, but it's not gonna be like, yo, like, oh good, you know, like it's not gonna be one of those things like day by day basis type deals.
What about the technokinesis,
the electricity thing?
No, where you could control technology, you could talk to technology and manipulate it.
I probably use that way more often. So yeah, we live in a technological age.
So where are you giving that one? That's a solid A. No, you're giving it a B.
B plus, you? A minus.
Oh, fucking got a B plus. Talk to animals.
Whack. Cool, but it'd be whack. Like, so, like, we have like a so this is like
I can control animals too. They can manipulate.
Oh, if I can like manipulate like animalistic actions.
Yes,
I'm like, dude, let's fucking go. Imagine just being like, yo, like a tiger, just like fucking like. Well, I'm trying to think of like a realistic situation, like for my new puppy, right?
Yeah. Hey, calm down.
I want to do like sit, right? Fucking sit down and stay.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, yo, sit, stay.
But you'll be a vegetarian. You think if you talk to animals and you have an insight, like, it's like, that's my dad that you're about to eat.
Fuck him. I'm eating those chicken tenders. Unless, like, I go to, like, somewhere where, like, the fish, like, starts, like, talking, like, or it's, like.
Yeah, the fish are talking. The lobster is like, what am I doing in this
lobster tank? That would be kind of, that would then like, that's like,
no!
Yeah, you're gonna fucking eat us. It's like, dude, yeah, I'm eating. Yeah, dude, yeah, I'm hungry. I came here with an empty stomach. I'm leaving with a full stomach. Sayonara.
Why he's sitting on your plate all crispy. You hear the other lobster across the room like, Craig.
Yeah, that's my sister. Fuck her. fuck that bitch. I'll feed you sin.
So you gonna kill spiders still, even though they're fucking sentient beings to you at this time?
I mean,
you're like, yo, man, just walk outside, get the fuck out of my house. Hey, flies,
dude. But think about like this big, scary, fucking brown recluse is just like, yo, like I'm not gonna like fuck with you, dude. No, you are gonna fuck with me. You're a liar. I'm going to kill you.
Oh shit!
I would have a hard time with it, but like, I would like to say that I'd still just fucking be killing bugs and like, you know, whatever, and like animals. You like it would be cool to be like, oh, I can like
talk to dolphins, like yeah. We said, like I will fucking go out to the ocean, like
yo, or talk to like other people's dogs and shit. Just be like, yo, like come here, yeah. Like yo, fuck off. Yeah,
I would go in the ocean and tell a dolphin, give me a ride. Like, yo, let me grab into your dorsal fin, yeah, and let me fucking ride you like a fucking.
That's pretty cool. I'd probably give that like an A.
A.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fucking have a bird pick you up. Well, you could, but like,
I could be like, I could just like summon like a falcon in my arm, like walk outside, and be like
walking down the street, like
watch this,
yo.
Falcon boys at it again.
So you're giving that a solid A.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Strength. And with strength comes durability. Because you need it. It's like a hand-to-hand thing.
So do I get to be like naturally chiseled, or do I have to still work for like being like jacked?
I just say you have strength. I didn't say you fucking have good physique. Go with that strength.
See, that's whack because I'll tell you, I would grade this much higher.
Okay. How about this? You keep the physique you have when you got the power.
So like right now. So I already have the power right now.
Yeah. You keep your physique.
Oh, let's go. Let's fucking go. I feel like I would use it more of like a show off type deal.
Yeah, you would fucking just go to the gym and pin on every fucking weight.
Yeah,
like,
just to be like, what's up, man? No, I would make it like unrealistic.
Nah,
like,
yo, I would.
This fucking 160 pound man is literally bench pressing 500 pounds for 12 reps. There's no way.
I mean, 12 reps would be nothing for you.
But I would probably curl like 135 for like
five. I would go ahead and do dumb shit. Like I would literally like take 500, throw it off, and then let it drop on my chest, and then like, fuck with like, you guys. I got this shit.
So no, I got it. I got it. Or I would just do like dumb shit. I would just like grab like 60s and just be like, start repping them out. Like,
fucking, that guy that cuts you off in a parking lot, just move his car in the fucking middle of the parking lot. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Would you be like a vigilante? Could you fight crime with your powers?
Who, me? Personally? Yeah, I would. I'm a nice person.
Just like sit up at night with your fucking police scanner?
No,
and be like,
I don't think I'd do that, but I think I think I'd be more of the lines of like making sure people aren't dickheads. Like, you know how you got the people like, hey, be a nicer person. Like, I'll be doing like, it wouldn't be like anything that's a crime, but like, hey, you're an asshole. Like, so, hey, pick up after your dog. And then people are like, oh, fuck you. I'm not picking up a dog. All right, cool. Then if I can talk to your dog, I'll tell your dog shit in your house all fucking weekend. Like, all right, yeah. You pick up after your dog now?
Or I would be like a lot more like assertive, like in public. Somebody's like, fuck with me. I'll just be like, yo, I'll be a lot more mouthy. Just like if I like super strength, knowing that I can literally take somebody by their shirt and just throw them like literally across the, like just down the strip. Just fucking.
Yeet.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do that because that's literally, I'd kill them at that point. But like knowing that I could take them and just like throw them a good like 6 feet, they'd be like, I don't want to fuck this guy anymore because he just, this little.
Are you be walking down the street fucking a little more bolder? Like, who wants to fight me?
I'd be a lot more tough. I'd be a tough guy.
So, super straight, where does that come into your repertoire?
A-.
What the fuck?
Probably A. I'll give it A. Not A-. I'll give it A.
The fucking weirdest fucking things that does it for you. Teleportation gets a C-, a C+, and his strength gets an A? Okay.
I'm just not seeing, dude, like...
Teleportation?
The thing is like, with these mediocre grades, is like, if you gave them to me, I wouldn't be like, I don't want this, take it away.
No, you'll be like, yeah.
But well, I'd be like, okay, thanks for fucking nothing.
So, like, the flight, though, you'll be like, I really like you. Like if you got everyone got superpowers tomorrow, like it's just like boom, and you got flight and swimming at 35 miles per hour. You're like, yo, can I get another one? Like, can I get a redo?
Yeah, give me something that I can fucking like. Yeah, give me like another, do another fucking.
Like, thank you, but yeah.
Give me another pool on the old slot machine there.
Eyes. So the eyes thing is, because we talked about it already, you get laser vision, but you can't quite see it. You can see it. It's like a laser. You get laser vision, You get to see from very far away, I would say up to 20 miles. And you get night vision and x-ray vision. And you can control your x-ray vision. So you can like look at a skeleton, look up a bra, look at titties, whatever. You got levels of it.
This is another useless one. And now, if I had it, I would just be using it for the wrong reasons.
The various reasons.
Yeah.
You're like,
the thing is like, dude, like, all right, think about this, right? You have the ability to fucking see like through people's clothes and stuff, right? Like you physically have the fucking ability to do that. The hottest girl you've ever seen walks in, dude, I have to look, bro. Like there's no way I'm gonna be like, nah. Dude, I'm looking.
A respectable gentleman.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no fucking way that if I have the ability to do it, me as a person, there's no fucking way that I'm not gonna not look. You know? It's kind of like yo, like this might get you in trouble, right? But like, yo, the hot girl walks by.
Yeah. Right? No, you're talking.
You're about, sitting down.
You're looking.
Yeah,
you're
like, on a park bench, right? Let's say you're sitting down, you're waiting for a bus, right?
Yeah.
Give me a scenario here. And you're sitting down waiting on a park bench, and you're on your phone scrolling through fucking Facebook, and like you look up. And a hot girl walks by, or a subjectively attractive girl walks by.
PC, and very PC of you.
Are you gonna like look? Are you not gonna like check her out? If it's just in your fucking instinct to just look and be like, yo, like let me look at her.
No, Kelly, I would not look. I am a happily married. Oh shit! Yeah, I'm not answering that question.
But you get the point.
Yeah, I get the point. Like, obviously, yes, of course.
If I'm in a restaurant eating by myself, right, and like literally like a model looking chick walks in, wearing like just fucking tight dress, looking smoking hot, am I just gonna be like, dude, if I'm the only person who's ever gonna know that I saw this girl naked just now, why would I not look?
Because you don't want to offend her or something. Her honor, like that's a word for it.
Yeah, but she doesn't fucking know that I've seen her.
Now you know that you know.
Yeah, but I'm the only person who will ever fucking know that I saw this girl naked.
Now that you know that you know.
So
besides that, that's only one small thing,
and that's trash.
But you can look at like right now I could see something fucking 20 miles away. That's kind of cool. No.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? Be sitting on your fucking balcony just looking at things 20 miles away?
You could look at a lot of people 20 miles away. You could look at a lot of crime 20 miles away. You could shoot a laser beam 20 miles away.
Laser beam is like, that's like Cyclops having fucking.
No. We already talked about this. No, I'm thinking more like, you don't know, but Apocalypse, where he could actually hit the target. Like, he won't hit anyone else. He'll hit the target. So you're like, someone's like, right now I'm looking at someone, like, looking at your window, like, oh, someone's getting robbed. Let me just tag this guy in the lake. Bam. You know?
And you kill him?
No, tag him in the leg, I said. Not fucking kill him.
Okay, I mean,
don't get me wrong. There'll be some people, I'm like, yeah, fucking let's go. He was trying to rape someone. Like, and they're like, oh, well, this guy died. Like, okay, well, one less rapist on the fucking world. Like, is it?
I feel like this package.
You get night vision, too.
Night vision is cool, but like, it's not.
So this package overall. I have to give it something. C+. Wow, this is better than flying.
Because it's too like you're basically giving me the superpower to see in the dark and look at girls' titties when they walk in. That's what you're giving me. That's literally what you're giving me. That's like cool, but it's not like so, life changing. I mean, it is life changing, but it's not like
you don't got the shit now.
Like, it's cool, but it's not like, oh my, you know what I'm saying? It's not like.
So this is C+. This is C. Same thing with teleportation.
Yeah, it's like cool, but it's not like, okay, I'm gonna fucking.
This can't even get a D? I feel like it should at least get a. Teleportation is. Oh, fucking.
Whatever. Did I say C-?
Yeah, you said C-.
The x-ray vision, I mean, the night vision is pretty cool.
Oh, fucking C-. All right. So there's two of the same thing. One, you have. God-given athletic abilities. You are athletic as fuck. Not to the point where you're super, but you're more athletic than everyone else. Like, some things are a little super. Like, let's say an athletic person could jump 12 feet in the air. You could jump 14. So it's like 15 maybe. You're doing stuff super
above average type.
You got senses where you could hear better, see better, taste better. Like you could literally cook a souffle and know what's wrong with it. You could smell something like, oh, that has salt. You could drink a wine like this came from the you know certain things, and you're a little bit smarter. And you're just like, you're not super genius, you're just smarter.
So everything about like my fucking life basically is
it's enhanced to superhuman ability, but you're not technically all those together doesn't make you a superhero. It's not like Captain America where you actually are stronger, super strong, but it's like
I'm just way above average.
It's way on the cusps.
The precipice.
Yes, precipice.
Yeah. Big word.
Or downgrade to where it's normal human, like athletic ability, but you're a millionaire, like Batman or Tony Stark.
That's stupid.
But you get the millions.
Batman is one of like the most like overrated fucking.
So it's the same thing. I'm just saying you're more super in one way, and you have these senses. But Batman doesn't have super senses. I.e., like Tony Stark's, they don't have super senses, but they have the money to help them get to the next point.
I would take the first one.
The first one,
yeah.
Before those.
Yeah, dude, I could do fucking. That goes back to me like playing sports and stuff. Like I could do like not only playing sports, I'm also like I'm also smarter and stuff.
Yeah, there are they both are smarter. They're just not super smart.
All you need is the fucking. If I'm smarter than the last guy, fucking go.
Okay, so well, overall, what you giving this?
A.
A.
Fucking. Because that can help you like major time in like life.
A. No, it's good. I mean, like you was talking about, you could join the CIA and you're going to be an asset to the team.
Yeah.
You know, you could join like Special Forces. You're like, I smell someone wearing fucking Old Spice or fucking cool water. Yeah,
dude, like I would like run the K-9 division out of like fucking
surf. I mean, you won't run them out, but you could get a sense of it, like something's up. You know, like you have a sense of it. Something's up. Yeah. Something's around. Yeah, like in basketball, you just a little bit quicker on the moves. Same thing with football.
Yeah, and in turn, I'm now a millionaire because of my abilities.
All right, last one, and this is the best one I think. Time manipulation. You could go back, and I added some caveat to this. So you go back in time up to 24 hours.
Okay.
But in order for your cooldown time, it's double the amount of time you went back. So you go for 24 hours, you have to wait 48 hours. But if you go back an hour, you have to wait 2 hours.
So basically, this is like a one a day fucking.
Well, it depends on how you use it.
Oh, because if I use it for 1 hour,
then all right, you can use it for 4 minutes
to 24 times or 12 hours.
Yeah, no, because the time is
1 hour is 2 hours, right?
Yeah, 1 hour is 2 hours. But then when you go back, it's be like 1 hour again, then it's 2 months.
See,
it helps time keep going forward.
I like the concept of this, but I feel like the whole cooldown thing is really whack. That kind of ruins it for me.
You can't just go back in time and redo everything over and over and over. It's Groundhog Day. Time never moved forward. You fucking just. But that's where like you have to think smarter about your time. You'll go back to like 2 minutes instead of fucking.
Because like imagine like going back into the fucking. Going back in time and not getting the outcome you wanted, then you have to you're stuck with it. You only get one chance, basically.
Who the fuck gets more than one chance?
I'm saying like because like with no cooldown time, I go back
multiple times. Yes, we talked about this.
Yeah,
but my thing is, most of the time you only get one chance in life. Now you have at least two, maybe three, if you do it smart, because you could be like, okay, that 5 minute didn't work. Let me cool down, rewind it back. Now let me go back. Okay, that didn't work. I'm going to go back an hour. Maybe I fucking could brainstorm. You just got to be smarter.
I like it. The cooldown thing throws me off, but I still like it. I'd probably have to go like. The cooldown thing gives it like negative points, but I'm going to go A-.
A-?
Yeah.
Fucking, I swear, you're so fucking hard. So teleportation, Talking to Animals got an A, and Mind Reading got an A-, and Telekinesis got an A.
If you gave me all these in one package, I'd be like the complete fucking
God.
If you get anything that got an A, A+, or A-, I would be.
You'll be a God.
I would be. I wouldn't. You're like, yo, Dante, why aren't you at work today? Because I don't fucking want to be.
You wouldn't work.
I wouldn't work. I wouldn't work. Dude, I would do whatever the fuck I wanted, whenever I wanted, however I wanted, to whoever I wanted.
And of course, what's the name? Because hey, for overall for you, shape shifting. Oh well, fucking, that's an A plus.
If I could shape shift, dude, like I would.
That's an A plus.
Dude, that's A plus. I think that's just top. There's nothing beats that. Nothing fucking beats that.
Okay, well, you know, fuck. So I guess we got different opinions.
What's your top one?
My top one would probably be the.
Don't say fucking flight or anything. Fucking
no,
stupid.
No. If I really thought about it, it's been tied between the time and the teleportation. Those two are like I don't think you get better than those, like straight up. And in a technokinesis, you could just be, you like talking to machines. Like it's not something I really want to do, but like technology runs our world, and like you could literally just have money all the time in your bank account. You could literally talk to your car and tell it to drive you somewhere. Like
I'm all about like money, women, fortune, fame with these fucking superpowers, right? And then like say we can like stop crime next after that. After I get rich and get a hot, smoking hot girlfriend and get famous, get all these followers on fucking Instagram and stuff. Then we can like talk about, you know, being a vigilante and stop a crime.
Let's save people, you know? Fucking.
But I want to get money, women, fortune, fame first for these superpowers. And
that's what you're about.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not zipping around the fucking city. Kicking down doors, fucking stopping drug deals and, you know, fucking prostitution rings and shit. Or wait, prostitution ring, that means that, like, that they're, like, selling women, right?
It's human trafficking when you go to the type of prostitution ring when you say it like that.
Okay, yeah, when I say it like that, then, but
I get what you're saying.
You know what I meant. Like,
you're not over there trying to stop a pimp, necessarily.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah. I'm not.
You're not. You are not about.
But if there's, like, human trafficking, then, I'm gonna stop that, you know.
Let me do some good.
Yeah, let me do some good.
You know, this child pedophile, like, okay, like, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, other than that, what? But anyways.
Let's wrap up the show. What do you want to play? You want to play?
Let's play a game called On Three, right?
Oh, wait. I don't know how to do this. You said first thing to come to your mind.
Yeah. So here's how you play. So we'll both ask a question. And then we just give our answers on three. That's basically, there's not really any like fucking hard rules to this game.
There's no definitive answer.
Right.
I mean, besides the fact that I'm right, you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I'm right, you're wrong. Nah. That is the rule. I'm right, you're wrong. All right. So let's do two each, right? So I'll give you my two, then you give me your two. All right. So what is the worst condiment? All right.
You condiment?
Yeah, on three. One, two, three. Mustard. Yeah, what are you doing?
I literally froze up because I couldn't think of a condiment. The only thing that kept popping in my head was onions. I'm like, that's not a condiment, Kevin. Onions. That's not a condiment, Kevin. Onions. That's not, like, you kept doing it. Fuck. Honestly, there's no bad ones, really.
You like mayo. You like mustard. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
I mean, it's just one of the things. They're not bad. They're not something I go to every time. I mean, I like mayo.
All right. So since you fucked that one up, let's do the best condiment.
Oh, the best condiment. Okay.
So you have your fucking answer?
Yeah, I have my answer.
Yeah. All right, on three. One, two, three. Sriracha. Hot sauce. Okay, we're good. We're good. Yeah, because that would be mine too. Sriracha hot sauce.
Yeah.
All right. My second one, ready?
Okay.
The best Nintendo 64 game.
Oh. Got it.
All right, ready? On three. One, two, three. GoldenEye. I don't hate yours. I like it. But no. GoldenEye for me was probably the best.
The best.
Is GoldenEye at least in your top three?
GoldenEye is in my top six. It's good. There's a lot of bangers on 64. 64 is one of my favorite.
64 is fire.
It's one of my favorite systems of all time. Yeah. Like, it brings back a lot of good memories. All right. Best holiday.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Thanksgiving.
Halloween. Really?
I only say Thanksgiving. I don't think, like, Christmas is cool because
Christmas is cool.
Would be cool because it's like, okay, you like present, but like we're not kids anymore. So like,
Christmas, yeah, it's not as cool.
It's not as cool as it used to be. Christmas is cool because you get to see, like, you know, you might get a present or two, but you also get to see, like, your family and friends and stuff.
I think that's the reason why I do like those holidays, because seeing family. And Thanksgiving is probably my second one.
Thanksgiving, because you can have, it's like a two-in-one. You have a Friendsgiving and a, like, a family, like,
get together. Yeah, it's, like, good to see people. It's like you get no presents, but it's, like, still good. I like Halloween more, though, because not so much the day. It's the everything leading up to it. All the scary stuff. Everyone's talking about it. It's just cool. It's a good time. And then it's like, it's different.
You get mad candy.
Yeah. I don't even candy freak, but I do. Love I do
candy.
Like,
dude, big candy guy.
Okay. Yeah. Next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Best sex position.
All right.
One, two, three.
Doggy.
Cowgirl.
See, the thing, I wouldn't even, that's not even like, well.
Girl on top.
I'd probably put it in my top five, but, like, honestly, for me, like, it's between, like, doggy and, like, Mish. Like, yo, because Mish is, like, the Honda of, like, I'm pretty sure I made this point before on the show, is that, like, Mish is, like, the Honda of, like, fucking sex positions, because it's it's never going to let you down.
Mish is good.
Everybody knows how to fucking drive it, and it's old reliable.
So, like, I would put Mish up there because I'm sorry. I fucking love when I'm, like, looking at that person, but we're standing up. And we're, like,
standing Mish?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and I start getting the claws on my back.
Okay, that's funny. Because I think, I mean, cowgirl's like, all right. Like, I'm not gonna write home about cowgirl.
Why are you writing home about? Like, what's good? Who are you writing? It would be your mom.
So. I mean, I'll put it in my top three. I'll put it in my top three with doggy and Mish.
Dearest mother, today a woman has sat on top of me. It felt so lovely. And they call it cowgirl.
Cowgirl, a girl of the cow of the cow herding, fucking whatever.
She rode me like a bronco.
I call her Denver.
I climax as she oozes all over me.
You say ooze? Yeah. Hate that word.
Now I must leave you, mama, because I need to change my seat.
All right, well, anyways, Kevin, where can they find you on social media?
You can't find me. You're going to put my Facebook, Kevin Patrick? Yep, that's it. But what I am going to say is my episodes are coming out this weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. Think of ahead, people. Well, actually, it will be this weekend because it'll be Monday, so therefore I can say this weekend. Never Go Back podcast, and it's Never Go Back. The ends are three for the Gmail. And we're on Instagram and Twitter is Never Go Back. And hopefully y'all enjoy it. Hopefully it'll be good.
Well, there it is. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dante_410. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram at UnscriptedOfficial. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DanteTragazer. Follow me on TikTok at DanteTragazer. And that's all my socials. In under 24 seconds. Peace and love. Good night.
Bye.